Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, and real-life experiences, together we will explore the captivating beauty of life. Listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. This week I'd love to read what I've learned from one of my favorite authors. His name is John Gordon. Now, John Gordon, he touts himself as America's number one energy coach. And this week is one of his tips for energy that you can have. And this tip is entitled Exercise in the Morning. Let me read this section to you right from his book. You can find this in Energy Addict, his book that he wrote. And this is on page 50. He says, when people ask me the best time to exercise, I recommend the morning. When you exercise in the morning, your brain and your body work together to kickstart your metabolism. Your brain tells your body, hey, we're going to be busy today. Start producing some energy. Your body kicks in and starts burning fuel to provide the energy your brain says it needs. This helps increase your energy production and alertness. Another benefit of morning exercise is that it's easier to make exercise a habit when we do it in the morning. If we wait until lunch or at the end of the day, it's more likely we'll feel too tired or other obstacles will get in the way. According to Robert Cooper, a PhD, a study was done by Southwestern Health Institute in Phoenix, and they found that 3 out of 4 people who did something light in morning exercise continued that exercise habit 1 year later. In comparison, only half of those who waited until midday to exercise were able to keep up the habit. And among those who said, I'll do it in the evening, only 1 out of every 4 were still exercising a year after the study began. So, an action step. Plan your exercise the night before. Lay out your exercise clothes on your dresser, on the foot of your bed, and it will help you remember that commitment that you made. Another one, do one form of light exercise. You can take a walk around your neighborhood, walk up and down your stairs, play and follow a yoga video or a Tai Chi, and do some push-ups or some abdominal stretches. If you have a stationary bike, read the paper or a book while you pedal. Watch television while you walk on a treadmill. Remember, you don't have to go to a gym or you don't need expensive equipment to do it all. All you need is a pair of shoes and a place to go. Now, I got to tell you, for me personally, when I read this, I thought about this morning. I'm a person that I like to get up early in the morning. I like to exercise early in the morning. And I've been on the road for almost 40 days, so I'm getting kind of tired. And tomorrow, I'm taking off to go to San Diego for a conference I'm going to be involved in for a few days. And so this morning when I woke up, my wife and I said, let's go for a nice bike ride for 10 or 12 miles. And she didn't really want to go. It was about 50 degrees outside. So we didn't go out first thing this morning. And she wanted to go to a kickboxing class. And we didn't make it out to that because we were like, well, it's getting to be a nicer day. We'll go bike a little bit later in the afternoon. Well, guess what? It's now 8:30 p.m. and I never did it. So I totally concur and agree with this study that was done in Phoenix, that if you don't do it first thing in the morning, boy, there's a lot of other stuff. There's life that just happens, and you just sometimes don't get it done. So my suggestion is, get up. Even if you don't want to, once you get up and start doing it, boy, it'll work. Here's my commitment to you. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting up early. I'm going to do a little exercise, and I'm going to jump on my mountain bike, and I'm going to go hit the hills for a little while before I take off from the airplane to go to San Diego. So this week, dedicate right now three different days this week when you're just going to get up, maybe even a half hour early. And even if you just walk up and down your stairs or just put on your gym shoes and go out and do some jumping jacks in the garage so you don't wake the kids up, sit down, do some push-ups and some sit-ups in the front room, whatever it takes. But play big. Exercise in the morning, because I promise you, you're going to feel a lot better if you do it. So there's the thought for the week. Hopefully that does a little bit to inspire you. Maybe it kicks you in the butt a little bit, because I'll tell you what, when you got a coach pushing on you, you sure work a lot harder. This last week, I was actually down in Florida, and I went to a cycling class when I was in Orlando. I went to the YMCA, and boy, there was a coach there, and there was three of us in the class. And the instructor, the coach in that class, man, oh man, I was about 40 minutes into that class. I'd already burned 900 calories from what my watch said. My average heart rate was way up in the 80, 85%, the majority of that 45 minutes. And I went from there all the way to the 100% max, which is a really tough thing to do. And it was only for one reason. Because she was standing in front of me, she got off of her bike and she says, "All right, Spencer, let's go. Come on, you got more. Push it, push it." So I was able to go all the way to the top. What do you need to push you? Hopefully this is the first little nudge to get you moving. So the 6 minutes we spent together, make it impact you. 30 minutes three times this week to truly make 90 minutes of life. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.